This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Amazing.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Gone.
Yeah, well, they want you to come back now.
They want?
Yeah, Duncan, Fubar, they want you back.
We've got to come back?
They don't got no more repeats.
Oh.
They're out.
So I got to come back?
Yeah, you, Jack.
Jack? Supposing I don't want to see Jack.
But he's your little turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble your cock.
What?
Don't talk strange.
Okay.
4 till 6?
Yeah, I know.
The Jack Man Show?
But he's got a dicky tummy.
What?
Don't get strange.
I enjoyed that a lot.
How you doing? You alright, Will?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Right. When did you do that?
We did that this morning.
Oh, amazing, amazing. For anyone that doesn't know, that's a parody of Making a Murderer, which is a quite a popular documentary that's going around.
Serious business, we've just taken the mick out.
Yeah, but it's alright, it's alright. It's happened in America. If it happens overseas and it doesn't affect you in any way, is it offensive?
A bit, as a human being, a bit. But
oh, the boys are back in town!
Boys are back.
2016, you left me hanging already.
I haven't left you hanging.
Well, how about we try it again, Will?
Yeah.
And I want a bit more bravado.
Right.
The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Hello, guys, and welcome. Oh, fuck me, I'm doing the intro now. Will, jeez. Welcome to the Jack Mate Show on Fubar Radio.
Friday.
Friday.
Except the Friday's over Christmas.
3 weeks you've been off.
I really enjoyed that.
Don't talk strange.
Oh, it's the comeback show, the first one of 2016. I hope you've all had a lovely Christmas and an even better New Year. Hope your New Year was just a little bit better than Christmas, because don't take the piss. And what have you been up to? How was your Christmas, Will?
It was lovely. I went back home to see my parents and my friends and family and just had a lovely, relaxing time.
Did you actually do anything over Christmas? Because I went on to my PlayStation every now and then, and every time I logged in, William Braza was online.
Well, unfortunately, as you know, I haven't got my PlayStation in London,
yeah.
So I was making up for a lot of lost time over the Christmas period.
Did you make up for it enough?
No, not enough in my eyes.
Okay.
Maybe in my parents.
Did you
didn't see me.
Play many games?
Plenty of FIFA games. I've played you a couple of times on FIFA.
You did.
I played Robbie Knox as well, friend of the show on there.
Yep.
Gave you all a beating.
What's your win to loss ratio?
Against you?
No, just in
against
general.
You, mate.
Just in general.
You weren't supposed to work me and you.
Tom, how was your Christmas?
Yeah, very good, mate. Just, you know, with the fam.
Nice.
And just a lot of drinking and eating.
Did you drink Christmas Day with your family?
I had a few. I didn't get smashed or anything.
You got smashed Christmas Day, didn't you?
Sorry, I'm still thinking of the intro you voiced down. I'm Making a Murderer, really. That really tickled me.
You got it,
so, yeah. I want to hear that again by the end of the show.
I'll play it out if you want.
Alright, yeah, cheers. What was the question to me? Gobble, gobble.
What did you do on Christmas?
You got smashed, didn't you?
No, I was alright. I had a good time. I went to my girlfriend's house and we just played games and done all that.
What games did you play, though?
Well, I'll tell you, there was this game that I found a bit unusual, right? So bear in mind, I'm sat at my girlfriend's table with all her family, so I feel comfortable, but
big
I don't
table?
Feel... Big
table?
Really big table. It's almost like a banquet.
Ooh,
a banquet. One of those banquet tablers. But I was sitting there, and obviously I felt comfortable, but not like uber comfortable, because it weren't my family. And we all had Christmas crackers, and inside the Christmas cracker was the same item, and it was a whistle. But some people had big whistles, some people had small whistles.
Okay.
Do you get where this is going?
No.
And then there was a guy who got given the job of being, what's it called when you
conductor.
Conductor. And there was numbers 1 to 8. I was number 1.
Ooh.
And like Fiona was number 8. Her mum was number 7. And the guy had to go 1 1 7 8 2 1 4 and at the same time we all had to whistle, but it was just a nightmare. It sounded nothing like it.
Yeah.
And it was just me and a load of adults blowing some whistles.
Blow my whistle, baby.
7 6 3 3 3
I thought you were doing blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby.
No?
That doesn't go like that.
Doesn't that?
That's a completely different song.
Actually, it might do, actually. Right.
With people, you know, when you were at your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Were that were anyone pissed there?
Her mum actually only drinks on Christmas Day, so...
Ooh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
That's quite...
Pretty wrecked. Nah, she had a few Baileys, but it was all good. All lighthearted fun.
So then moving on, what else did you boys get up to?
What, New Year's?
Yeah, New Year's, in between New Year's.
Let's skip New Year's, we'll come back to it later on. Me and Tom actually had our annual FIFA tournament.
The very first
one. Oh, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we can do,
I had a similar experience as well myself.
What?
The FIFA tournament, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you want to tell me more?
Yeah, I will later.
Oh, I got it's like a spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Trailer for what's coming up later on. What are your plans for the weekend, boys? Anything?
I'm sitting down Saturday with a good friend of mine who I haven't seen in a while, and we're getting a few beers in and just watching Gillette Soccer Saturday.
Are you getting a few what?
Beers in?
What?
Oh, I won't be drinking then.
Dry January, guy.
Dropped a clanger there, didn't you, Will?
Nah, I won't be drinking.
Will's, oh, yeah.
I said getting them in. Didn't say where they'd be finishing off.
That's too large. You never get them in and you're not going to be drinking.
Very good, sir. Very good. So what about yourself? What are you
long,
doing?
How long have you been?
I said, what are you doing?
No, how long have you been without drinking?
15 days as of today.
Well, congratulations.
My name is Will Brazier, and I've now been drinking for 15 days.
Why can you do an accent now? But earlier on, you're doing a fucking Russian.
Because I can't
one.
Do that Canadian one.
Listen back to it. Listen to his accent.
Bad.
It wasn't that.
It was a lot worse, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got better.
My accent went around the world in that 30-second clip the first time.
Yeah.
So go on, try and do making a murderer
we'll
accent
do
now.
A bit of ad. Me and Tom do. I've got to be. Go on, Tom.
Yeah,
Tom.
You want me back?
What, you little turkey.
You little turkey.
Why did that sound like Sylvester Stallone?
No, that's what I'll go for.
Hey, yeah,
little turkey.
I go from New York to Italy to Germany.
You're just a travelling guy.
Don't.
Did someone mention Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny that you'd. That's funny that you'd mention that because I was rubbing shoulders with old Sly the other night.
Were you?
You mentioned it, didn't you?
Yeah, but I think someone else said it like subliminally.
And what?
Subliminally.
Yeah, how was the premiere of
very
that?
Very good, thank you. The carpet was red.
What is, me and Tom, obviously, we're not A-listers like you.
No.
What is the red carpet experience like?
It is.
Talk me through it. So you get there. Where do you get your tickets? What do you do?
Right, it's very. What's it called? It's very deflating.
Oh, right.
It's not what you think it will be until the celebs get there.
Yeah.
So you get there.
What, are you not a celeb then?
Not really. I'm a YouTuber, ain't I?
Yeah, you're damn right.
Set me up for that. Yeah. Did you see how I was dressed on the red carpet?
Did you have a bag on?
I had a bag and a jumper.
I was wearing exactly this.
With a bag?
With a backpack and a hat.
Have you done your hair?
Hat. No, I had a beanie hat.
But why?
Because I just didn't really want to go all out.
He's the anti-YouTuber.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I got there. I was a bit worried, so I said to my manager, Terry, I was like, Terry, I feel a bit unprepared. And he was like, it's your style though, darling. And I thought, damn right, Terry. Damn right. And I think he's listening today, so hi, Tez. He genuinely is.
Hi, Terry.
So can we all say hello?
Hi, Terry.
Tom's nervous. Side me, Terry.
I haven't done anything, but yeah.
No, basically, you just get there and you get to the entrance of the carpet and there's all these like big, burly security blokes. And you already have your pass because they send it to you in the post. And you give it to them and they just open the gate and you walk on. And sometimes the paparazzi will want to snap. Sometimes
Jack,
they won't.
Jack! Jack,
yeah,
picture mate.
Yeah, no worries, mate. No, sorry, Jack Jones. Jack, oh, okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah, that happened, didn't it? You were in a little viney poo.
I was in a Jack Jones video.
How was that?
That was all right.
Yeah?
How'd you imagine it would be?
Don't know.
Eventful.
Again, I just put this show together. Well, sometimes I don't even do that. But
are you treading on eggshells over there?
Yeah, I very much am.
You remember the guest we had on before?
Anto Sharp.
Anto Sharp, met
him. Oh! Damn, my red carpet!
I think we spoke about this in the week. There's still a major thing that when I go to sleep, I can't often sleep at night. And when you won that What's In My Basket tribute.
Oh, yeah, basically for any listeners that didn't catch the show. Oh, is that a very noisy car going past? Oh, or is that just in... It might be in the song. For any of you listeners that didn't hear the Anto Sharp episode, basically we all had to attempt to do the impression. And for some reason, Anto said I won. But I'm not very good at it, as you'll see now. So give me your best impression of that.
Oh, half-time guacamole. That's going straight in my basket.
Tom.
What? Oh! You cut off the best bit, you twat.
Oh, go on, hang on. And again.
Oh, half-price guacamole. It's going straight in my basket.
Tom.
And again. What's your problem? Move on.
Go on, Tom, don't flop.
Full-price guacamole. It's going straight in my basket.
And then I went...
Fuck me.
Oh, a 12-pack of chocolate fingers. They're going straight in my basket.
Sound like a horse.
A horse, really. On red rum.
And I won, apparently. Anyway, I actually met Anto in the flesh.
Lovely guy.
Yeah, he was positioned next to me on the cinema, and we watched the film together, hand in hand.
That's how it's normally known, isn't it? You sat next to him? No, he was positioned next to me on the left-hand side of me.
No, yeah, he's a lovely guy. Lovely guy in the 15... I was going to say 15 minutes in the two
so
hours.
So how was the film? How would you rate the film? Give us a Creed. IMDb rating.
Creed, I would say it's one of the best films I've seen at cinema in a long, long time. And I was anticipating that The Hateful Eight, obviously Tarantino's new one, would be right up there. And it let me down, Will. Not going to lie to you.
Yeah, Tom, have you seen that one yet?
I haven't.
Oh, are you going to?
I don't know. I shrugged. I probably will.
Yeah.
Are you a Tarantino fan?
I like him.
I'm a big fan.
But right. I think it's very hard with that kind of style. After a while, you're going to do the things that make you you as a director. But after a while, it looks like you're kind of mimicking yourself.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
Do you want? Can I actually give you a bit of an analysis?
Yeah,
of it?
Cool. Yeah.
Are you? Sorry. Have you seen many Tarantino films?
Yes.
Have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
No.
His favourite one.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Have you seen that?
Actually, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
one.
I've seen it. Yeah.
It, to me, right, it seemed like it was just Reservoir Dogs, the exact same premise, where there's eight guys shoved in a room and one of them's a rat.
Yeah.
And then right at the end...
No spoilers here.
But it's about an hour, right, and the film's quite interesting, you don't know how it's going, and then it just suddenly goes, poof, Tarantino's here, gun, explosion, poof, do you know what I mean? And then it's like,
that's a bit like Django, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then it goes, shit kicks off.
What did you think of Django?
I liked it.
I really liked it.
Did you?
I really liked it. I think Tarantino's done this, got this thing now where he's accidentally making really good films, and then it gets towards like 60-70% of the way through the film, and then he's like, oh shit, I've not put any Tarantino in it. Oh, they should kill everyone now. Oh, right, and then it fucks it up. So
the story's good, but then the kind of... The
story's really interesting.
The action might take away from it.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Mm. Maybe this is a little... I don't think it is, but this might be a little bit of a spoiler.
Oh god.
Channing Tatum turns up.
Oh. Have you seen Adam, assistant producer, producer Adam, have you seen...
The Hateful Eight?
No.
Tarantino's new... Are you a Tarantino fan? Can't hear a word he's saying.
I hasn't got plans to see it.
Oh, okay.
So were we just worrying about Adam here, no one else?
Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is the gun.
Oh! Woody goes out with bars at the end of it.
I think it's time for our first song, and this show we're going to be playing some really good new music for a change.
2016.
New year, new us.
Tom, this was one you actually put down, and it's
no, it's not.
It's one I put down.
Oh, is that the academic? Yeah. Will, when did you get a fucking say what songs we play?
I asked.
You pressed the buttons, mate.
I asked.
I asked Tom.
It's on the sheet.
It's on my sheet.
Where's my sheet?
No, come on. Let's not swerve that way. Let's keep this out of the gutter. Play your shitty that song then.
You can say what it is?
Give it's the academic number four.
We can say hello. Your daddy is big, but his mind is so. And meet me out the back in 10. She's tired of playing pretend. If she calls, I will.
Afraid to love, and this ain't a game of love. And don't be afraid to love.
California, and we'll forget what we've lost. We'll take a trip down to the coastline, but lost angels are a curse. And there's a brunette drinking coffee.
Lovely track. Good shout.
Thank you, buddy.
You can have one pick a week from here on in.
Oh, I really feel part of the furniture.
Who was it? The Academic?
The Academic with Northern Boy off their EP called... I'll get back to you on that.
You better
let us know.
You better let us know.
I'd love to know what EP it was from.
In the meantime, can we talk about FIFA tournaments yet, or is that a bit too soon?
Oh, is that a thumb up?
How'd yours go, Will? I'm going to ask you because you're far away from the mic, so yeah. It's convenient.
So, yeah, ours was on the 27th of February, 16-man... What?
Think about what you said.
27th of December.
Yeah, okay.
And it was a 16-man FIFA tournament conducted at my friend Tom Ball's house.
Yeah.
Four tellies, four PlayStations, four groups.
Ooh.
The biggest story from the group stage was we played Group A final games on the same telly. One lad's finished his game, he's going through.
Yep.
But there's still 3 minutes of FIFA time left on the other game.
Ooh.
My friend Mol just needs a goal and he's through. Can't happen, surely.
No.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
He's beating the last man.
Did he go in?
Yeah, he went in.
Oh. Nice. That's not the sound a ball makes when it goes in a goal. That's the sound of an explosion going off because he's missed.
And then quarterfinals. I got myself to the quarterfinals, played two-time finalist and one-time winner Dan Parker.
Mm.
Beat him. Played Adam Hague in the semis.
Ooh.
Beat
Tom,
him.
How'd yours go?
No.
I came third.
Yeah. Just mucked Will up.
Yeah,
thank you. Oh, go on, Will. How far'd you go?
I got to the final and lost on penalties.
Oh.
3-3 in the final.
Oh.
That's a bit of... I'd do a rematch if we win the penalties.
No, not in the final.
Not in the final.
No, penalties.
No.
I scored 120th minute equaliser as well.
Did you?
Scenes in the living room.
I can imagine.
And then you lost.
And then I lost.
Are you happy with second?
No.
Was there money in it?
In a word.
And I think that's the right way to be.
Okay.
No money, but as I said to you off air,
off
the record, the pride alone, it's just been built up over the last 4 or 5 years.
So, and you were representing what school?
St John's. But it was an all St John's final, so that kind of dampened the spirits as well.
Second is the first loser.
Yeah.
So, what were you then?
I was third.
So anyway, you guys got together over Christmas, didn't you?
Second of Jan.
Yeah.
We did.
Yes, we did. Hosted it at my house. We did all on the same TV because it's more of an atmosphere, all watching the same games.
Yeah. There was only 8 of us, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a big enough room for.
And
your house is massive, isn't it? That's what Jack was saying.
I got to the quarters.
got knocked out by.
I think there should be a little asterisk by that remark.
Yeah, I got to the quarters. Star. So did everyone.
But depending on how you did in the league stages, against who you were against in the quarters.
Yeah. Anyway, who won and who didn't?
His mate Jason won. I beat Jack.
Tom knocked
what
me
was
out.
The score?
4-2. I was 2-1 up at half time.
Oh, right.
Yeah, good.
So, no one won a FIFA tournament in the room?
No, but I won my money back. It's the same as you.
You came second, Tom came third, I come fifth or sixth or something.
I think you came joint last.
No,
joint eighth.
Nah. Have we got any little bit of music?
Yeah, would you want to talk about a bit about New Year's, guys?
Yeah. Oh, 2016, a year
different.
Did you went up to Manchester, didn't you, Will?
Yeah, I just went to Manchester with a couple of friends.
How was that?
Yeah, it was nice. It was all right.
Did you pull a lady?
Yeah, how did you do, William?
Hey,
go on, Zach.
Go on.
Kissed the girl.
No, you did.
Did she like
off.
It?
Nah, she didn't. She didn't know about it. Nah, that's weird.
Oh, come on, man.
Any permission?
No, kissed the girl.
Dapper Lass was not just holding her down. I got on top of her.
Come on, Steady. I thought you said Terry was listening.
what does that matter?
Smut. But no, yeah, she was not my usual type. She's not listening, so I don't know.
She's not your usual type.
That's how I got with it. I produce a show on a Friday.
Yeah, I bet it is. Guy, listeners out there, you won't know this, but Will's Tinder bio is actually... No, wait.
Bullshit.
Will's Tinder bio is, I actually know Jack, mate. No, it's not.
It's I know Tom Nolan. I know Nozzer.
I know. Yeah.
More on that.
Why don't we talk about that, Tom?
We don't have to.
Well, I'd quite like to.
Hang on, let's do New Year's and then we'll come to you, Nozzer.
All right, let's do New Year's.
Manchester was good. I got with a girl that I wouldn't normally get with, and I went home.
Well, why wouldn't you not normally get with her?
Not my type.
She got self-esteem.
Yeah. I do say that, so I don't.
Nah.
This is weird.
Yeah. I didn't go out New Year's. I went out 2nd of January after the tournament.
Anti-YouTuber.
Yeah.
Anti-New Year.
Fuck the establishment. Fuck the man.
Give a New Year the finger.
January 2nd's my New Year's. All right, average, not really many stories to be discussing on the radio. Or otherwise, really. Just no stories in general.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
For my New Year...
What did you do, Thomas?
I went to Canterbury to the girlfriend's house. But a lot of my friends came with. And her friends, of course.
Okay.
And we just kind of had a bit of a standard night of just like playing, not standard, it was fun, playing board games, drinking, getting merry, but it was all kind of like a bit calm. And then we thought, why don't we go find a pub after midnight? So we went out from the pub. We went out to a pub, a little smaller Irish pub, sat in there, they're playing the Pogues and Christmas songs, which is a bit weird, but like everyone was singing along, getting into it. Then we all got up, had a little dance, but Josh's girlfriend, Rachel, she sat down, and we were all dancing away. Justin Bieber came on, and just Love Yourself, and we turned around, and these two guys in tuxes were singing to Rachel. But Love Yourself is very kind of like, it's basically go fuck yourself, that song, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, but we turned around and go, Josh, look, they're singing to Rach. And he was just like, what? And then Caitlin said jokingly, defend your woman, Josh. And Josh isn't a very confronting kind of guy. So he marched over there and goes, oh, come on, guys, please. And he just very politely made them stop. But later on, they went out to him and apologised, and it was all nice. But it was a quite a funny evening. Bit weird, but funny.
I'm sure Rachel won't mind me saying this story, but the one about what did it?
Oh.
Listen to this.
I think she probably would.
Oh, she
would. I don't know.
Shall we move on?
Is it be on your head?
Do I know this?
No. Nah.
Go on then.
You don't know Rachel, do you?
I know of Rachel.
Okay. Well,
I could be wrong in this.
Okay.
Allegedly.
That we're playing a game where you had to describe things, people had to guess. And Josh's partner in the game wasn't Rachel, but he pointed at Rachel as a clue.
What, you were playing articulate, weren't you?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Are you getting this,
and,
Will?
I'm listening, yeah. I'm listening with my ears.
Pointed at Rachel, and then Josh said, quick as a flash, slag.
It's the girl.
So,
that's his girlfriend.
Yeah, so that went down well.
Jeez! And obviously you don't know Rach, and she is a massive... she's the antithesis of that.
She just nodded and was like, yep.
Yeah, you're a prick. I think we should go to another song, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about... Making a Murderer, which is going to be a very interesting segment for anyone who has seen it. If you haven't seen it and you don't want spoilers and stuff, probably best you sit the next 10 minutes out. And coming up now, we've got Motorhead. Lovely. Is it Motorhead?
Yeah, it's Motorhead.
Yeah, Ace of Spades!
Pain looks But that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
R.I.P.
But that's the way I like it.
R.I.P. to everyone, every celebrity that's lost their life this month.
Yeah.
Even everyone in the world that's lost their life.
Great sentiment, Jack.
Are you a...
That's what you do, you talk for the people.
I just don't do it very well, do
no,
I?
No.
I don't do
you
it very well.
You start laughing when you say R.I.P.
No, I used to do, you know, because we've all played Sunday League football here, haven't we?
Yep.
You know, if like a footballer loses their life, you have to go around the centre circle and do it. You don't have
yeah.
to,
yeah.
it's nice.
I know,
to
I think I know
and,
where
you go. And you do a minute silence. But I would often be like quite bereft about these players losing their lives.
Oh,
and,
right.
that, and I would never like find it amusing. But when there's that minute silence,
yes.
and I'm all stood yeah. there, and you, and the other team's there, you're like, don't fucking laugh. Yeah. You don't even know what you're laughing at. You're thinking,
it's just the awkwardness of doing it, isn't it? It's yeah. the pressure, and it's, yeah.
That's all you can think nerves. About.
I remember when we had done a minute of silence for 9/11
oh.
and we was doing it and as we did it this boy just fell off his chair and it was dead silent and this boy just went boosh. I can't really say the rest of the story on air, but because sometimes I'm a bit of a prick,
yeah.
I like to do stuff on the radio that only I am going to find funny, and I don't really intend to care what the listeners think. So whether you've seen Making Murder or not, can I hear that thing again, please?
Right,
what you made?
Okay, yeah,
go on, play that again.
Collect call from a producer at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, Tom?
Yeah?
You gotta come back, you know?
We've only been off 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks we've been gone.
Yeah, well, they want you to come back now.
They want?
Yeah, Duncan, FUBAR, they want you back.
We've gotta come back?
They don't got no more repeats.
Oh.
They're out.
So I gotta come back?
Yeah, you, Jack...
Jack? Supposing I don't want to see Jack?
But he's your little turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble your cock.
What?
Don't talk strange.
Okay.
4 till 6?
Yeah, I know.
The Jackman Show?
But he's got a dicky tummy.
What?
Don't get strange.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Did you script that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A lot of work went into that, and I appreciate it.
It's all right. It's Tom's idea initially.
Thanks for the laughs and the jokes.
Thanks, Will.
So why don't we have a little chat, a little sit down? I love how we have already sat down.
I'm ready for this.
Sat down. Making a Murderer. For anyone who hasn't seen the documentary on Netflix, it's a 10-part series. Each episode's an hour long, and it's very gripping, and it has a few twists and turns. So if you haven't seen it and you plan to, probably best you just go somewhere. Go make a cup of tea. Come back in
yeah,
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Okay, cool.
I'll move you on that.
What, they're allowed, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Tom has said you can
but
make
no coffee. We can't do it.
Adam's off. Producer Adam's off. He hasn't seen it.
Oh,
I'll have a water, please, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Two for me, please, Adam.
Anyone for coffee?
Water, please.
For coffee?
Tea, please. Two sugars,
fuck
a
off. For coffee. Oh.
So, Making a Murderer.
Yeah, let's have a little... Ooh.
So his documentary spanned over 10 years.
Was it over 10 years?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was longer than that.
No, 10 years.
So what do you mean, the production?
Oh, it took them 10 years to make the documentary.
Yeah. If they filmed it over a 10-year period.
Yeah, it's based around a guy.
So when did the producers get involved in the initial court case.
Should we tell the story?
Yeah, you tell the story.
Okay, I'll start it off and then you feel free to take over,
sure
Tom.
Sure thing, sir.
So basically, it's set around this chap, Stephen Avery. He's from a small town called Manitowoc in...
Is it known to the people of their Manitowoc?
Manitowoc? They say Wok, but because they're American, it's like Manitowoc.
Carry on, doesn't matter.
Tom,
What state?
I didn't hear anyone put a French accent on it, so go on.
What?
You carry on the way you're doing it, mate. I'm with you.
We are the least professional
The academic just retweeted us.
Oh, lovely stuff. We'll get back to that. So it's based around this guy called Stephen Avery, who gets sentenced to prison for a rape that he didn't commit. And the sheriff and all the deputies and stuff are very aware that he did not commit this crime, but they kind of framed him, didn't they?
They kind of were lazy on their reporting. They knew, they thought he was a bit of a wrong'un, and they thought he kind of roughly fit the description the woman said.
But why did they think he was a wrong'un? Give him the background on that.
He'd done a couple of petty thefts, didn't he?
Yes.
And one of them affected someone who's quite high up in the community, mm-hmm. The local community, so they wanted to
put him away.
But like, he kind of roughly fit the description of the thing, so they wanted to solve that crime quickly, but then they just ignored evidence which kind of suggested it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And they thought, no, well, we've got the right guy, it doesn't matter.
Well, he was away for 21 years for that rape,
18
wasn't he?
Years.
18, sorry. And after 10 years, they got a guy in another state or another town admit to that murder. Call through, admit to it, and they just basically just hung up the phone, didn't call back.
Yeah, listen, now we've got the man we were after.
Yeah.
So that happened, then eventually, you know, people kicked up a fuss on it, and they pointed out rightly that it wasn't him, and how could it possibly be him? And he was freed, and then he, you know, came back, and he seemed quite humble, like surprisingly humble, and not angry about the whole thing, considering he was just very happy to be free, and he came out there and he started living his life normally. But obviously, if you've been put away for 18 years, you're gonna want at least a little bit of something to kind of repay you for the life you've missed.
Yeah.
So then was putting a high-end court case up against the state for...
It was something like $36 million or something,
something
wasn't
like
it?
That. But
yeah.
I mean, that's not unheard of for that kind of thing.
No.
And a few weeks before that case was about to happen...
Because a lot of the sheriffs and deputies, they got involved in this case and obviously were defending themselves this time around against Stephen, and they were deposed, whatever that means.
Yeah, so they had to give evidence about what had happened previously.
Yeah.
And with that $36 million,
yeah,
normally they'd be insured for it, the police department.
Yeah.
But the insurance were having nothing to do with it this time, so the whole police force was liable for it, so that just added an extra...
Oh, right.
Extra element of jeopardy into it.
Oh, okay. Cheers, Will.
Thank you.
And,
carry on, guys.
Go on. Just
a few weeks before that court case was about to kick off.
I think it was even sooner. I think it was a few days, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
There had been a missing lady reported, and
a young photographer for the Auto Trader. She was,
and she went missing, and old Stephen Avery was put away.
He was accused of doing it, basically.
He was.
And we're going to stop talking about it a bit because assistant producer Adam is going to watch it this week, and you'll enjoy it. Trust me, you will enjoy it every moment of it. So he was accused of doing it, and then throughout the documentary, you just find out Stephen's constantly saying he's innocent, like he was the first time around, and you just find more and more evidence to why this couldn't have possibly been him, and then more and more strings are pulled, corners are unturned.
Wow. basically it starts getting a very suspicious.
Cats are strokes.
Suspicious in the police conduct in terms of how they're trying to prove this. All was getting very bizarre and very... Oh, the music's good for this bit. Very bizarre. And you didn't believe them. And it's starting to think, look, the police couldn't possibly do things, you know, to frame dear Stephen, could they?
But they probably could.
Could they?
Do you think he was guilty or not?
Let's not keep talking about the whole fucking thing. Let's just talk about what we think.
Right. So, yeah, we've given the listeners context.
Yeah.
For me, I was thinking about this earlier.
How about... Sorry to interrupt, Will. How about I bring up a bit of evidence and you two discuss it?
Yeah, I just say, I've actually thought... You know, I don't normally think before I speak.
Yeah.
I actually thought of what I was going to say.
Go on, mate. You got this.
I thought if they were willing to frame him for a rape because they didn't like him,
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're more than willing to frame him for a murder if £36 million is on the line for their police department.
Yeah, but they would argue they didn't.
No actually, further questions, Your Honour.
They didn't frame him for the rape, did they? The rape actually happened and he fit the description. And
yes, but they made him fit the description.
Yeah, true.
He drew a picture of a previous picture of his thing.
Did I'll that find him? That thing actually and put it on Twitter.
Okay, so let's go through some of the little bits of evidence to why Stephen was obviously eventually found guilty of this murder. The keys, we'll start off with. They're basically, the police found some keys in a trailer that belonged to Stephen, and the keys were to the car in which the woman was killed.
Yeah, it belonged to the car. Yeah. It belonged to the woman's car.
Yeah, and they found these car keys in Stephen's trailer. But how many searches did it take them to find these keys?
They were in there for, it was 8 searches, and then the keys were never found, and they were in plain sight, apparently. And one stage, I can't remember what his name is, one of the bald guys was like...
Lenk. Yeah. Oh,
such an evil name as well.
Lenk. Like Dr. Lenk.
Josh said, those lawyers are like the good guys you have in a film, and the bad guys are like...
The bad guys, you know.
The bad guys in the film. They're both like...
You really root for the lawyers,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, you really hate the prosecution and stuff like that. But like, these keys were magically found, and it's just all very suspicious.
Yeah.
But then with the episode where... You see, they go back to find the blood samples it took off him, and then there's the hole in the thing.
I don't think they noticed that.
And then there's the hole in the lid of the blood sample.
That was the biggest one.
That's
for
when
me.
You like suddenly go, "What?"
I was losing my gas.
But then it's like that wasn't always just. I was just pushed aside.
When they're doing their final arguments, I presume they're longer because they've been edited together. But that is just there's a piercing hole in the top of the lid, same size as a needle. It's just
why would they do that?
The biggest one you brought up today, I think, is the FBI one as well.
The FBI guy wouldn't get involved in these kind of situations at all.
Carry on, sorry. Just trying to get that picture of the.
When the sample's sent over to be tested, it's not labelled under police corruption at all. Because if it was a police corruption case, yes, the FBI would get involved, but it wasn't labelled under that at all. So there's no reason why the FBI should be there or should be involved in the testing.
So it seemed like the sheriff and that had just got him in and said, say this.
It was like the FBI was made clear that what it is and the money was on stake. And so he came down and he never really justified why he was there. And then also he was like, you've only tested these two bits. Well, what about all the rest of the blood? And he goes, I can say, I haven't tested them. I'm positive they're going to be like that.
How can you
be positive? And the next lady was like, because obviously I'm a scientist and not into make-believe, we haven't tested it, so I'm not sure. Yeah. You can't be positive about something unless you've tested it.
Yeah.
Which, that's the most, I think for me, that was the most kind of infuriating bit, because the FBI guy was just, why was he there? And why is he saying these things, which just any idiot would know is not true.
Yeah. Yeah, there was so much, though. There's so many different layers to it. Go on Netflix and check it out, Making a Murderer. For example, they found the woman's car on Stephen Avery's lot. Bear in mind, he owned a salvage yard that was full of thousands of cars, and they found the woman that died. What was her name? Teresa? They found Teresa's car almost instantly. Yeah. So that was a lazy search.
Yeah,
they just walked straight up to it and found it.
In brackets, guided by God.
Yeah, they were guided by God to this car. And
he's not even real.
Well, you're my kind of guy, mate. You're my kind of guy.
You said you're an atheist.
Yeah, I am.
Tom?
Yeah, t-shirts with him.
Back in the day. But Stephen Avery obviously owned a car crushing device, a machine, whatever you call it, and Teresa's car was found uncrushed. So, very lazy. If you're a murderer and you own a fucking car crushing device, and you've got the woman's car sitting in your back garden, you're going to crush the cunt.
You're gonna crush the car.
And that, when Jack says cunt, he means the car.
Yes.
Maybe
the body.
But also, if the murder took place where they said it was, which is in the garage, why would he then put the bloody body in the back of a car to drive it 8 feet behind his house to burn the body?
Exactly.
It makes no sense!
No sense, but that is what the whole documentary is about. There's a lot of unanswered questions
it's
still.
Scary.
Twists and turns and all things
talking
quizzative.
About crushed metal, though.
Yeah.
Robot Wars is coming back.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Robot Wars!
My dad said, put a garlic bread. Oh, trying to do a Scouse accent, can't do it.
My dad said, put a garlic bread on the top of the the top of the robot, and it'll make it slippery so other robots can't push it into a hole.
Well, that was
that turned to Yorkshire
at the end. Yeah,
you can't really talk about accents.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
That's okay.
Now with his show reel, Thomas Norris.
So that's Making a Murderer for the millionth time. Go check it out on Netflix
and Robot Wars.
Stick around for Robot Wars. Is it, who's going to present that?
It is
Craig Charles hasn't been confirmed.
No,
he
has. He's back, baby.
Is it 100%?
I'm pretty sure he is.
You want to say that live on the air?
A reliable source of mine who worked with him on some show posted a status the other day saying that Robot Wars is coming back with Craig Charles.
Hundy P.
What?
100%.
Yeah.
Honey P.
I'd put your career in it.
Honey P. Oh, here's a new song that I've recently discovered that I really like. Tiger's Jaw with Never Saw It Coming.
We're going to be chatting to legendary status Chuck D of Public Enemy. So be there. Hit us up at foobarradio.com/hiphop and get involved. If you think you've got what it takes to be part of the open mic, send us your demos through and make sure you listen back to all those archived shows and all the goodness. This is Hip Hop on Fubar.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky
from 4 p.m. on Fubar Radio.
Boom, 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 boom. 2016, and this thing has survived from 2015.
The cull.
It's only bloody.
What will it want? When I'm asking you things and you're telling me, what will it want?
What will he want? I love this. This is the time of the... hiccups. Too much water.
Stand on top of your head, hold your breath and drink water. He's dead!
This is the time where me and Tom go head to head and we argue over a number of topics.
A bloody number.
We have to try and convince Will that this is what he wants. Will,
yeah?
You'll want mine today.
Well, today we were looking at, it's 2016, it's a new year, we've turned over a new leaf and we're looking for guests for this show, I think.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
there's no parameters, there's no would they come, how much. So no, you, I've let you loose.
Well, we've kind of condensed it down into three categories.
Yeah,
we've got a general celebrity from any sort of
any walk of life.
Yeah, a sports star from any sport. And we thought, because this is a show all about internet chaos, why not bang in a YouTuber?
Yeah, you've got it, boy.
Yeah. So
I want to find a celebrity to come on this show.
Yeah.
Who are you nominating, guys? Who wants to star? Who's going to be bold and brave?
Well, how about we both tell you our answers, and you can tell. You can pick who you want to hear first. So
no,
basically,
no.
No. Why don't we do it the way we've always done it?
Yeah, stick to what we always do. Remember, it's a surprise if you have a preamble to ruin it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So
well said, Tom.
So I'll start then, as I'm being forced into it. And my celebrity is the wonderful Leonardo DiCaprio.
Good, strong start.
Can I read my speech now?
Carry on, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Have we got any different music at all?
I'm just going to have a look for some.
Thank you.
Can we turn it down just a little bit?
Yeah, this doesn't really fit my speech. I want something a bit inspiring. This is a segment that I've always taken seriously and will continue to do so.
Okay. Well, hang on. Who'd you say? Who'd you say?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Lovely. Lovely shout.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Yeah.
Copyright.
What fucking thing has been copyright, you dumb fuck? Hey?
Go on, Jetway.
Not now.
No, yeah. Talk about it later.
Oh, he's put me off, and that's my answer.
Go on, mate.
Okay, so 2016's here. New starts all round. But I promise you, William, my approach to this game will not differ. Okay? Utmost professionalism and effort again this year from me. Remember that. And to coincide with my professionalism and class, I'm going to say this year on FUBAR, we should have none other than Leonardo DiCaprio.
No way.
I know everyone else who works here at FUBAR probably sees us do our show on Fridays and they think to themselves, that room is just full of sex appeal. So why don't we...
That's what they think.
So why don't we shock the fuck out of them and increase it just a little bit by adding Leo DiCaprio and... I think a little guest slot. Oh, fucked it. I fucked my speech, Will.
Carry on,
Will.
Mate.
I fucked it. I skipped the line.
That's all right. That's all right. Mate, get on the bike. Get
basically, I want to get Leo to stop worrying, right? Yeah. I know he can never forget about winning an Oscar.
Well, not winning an Oscar. He's never won an Oscar, mate.
I fucked what Will he wants. No, I know he's never won one, but I read it wrong on my script.
Okay, well, just mate. Carry on.
No,
throw your toys.
Mate, this game, I take it seriously.
Okay, well,
and there's no room in this game for people to piss about, all
okay,
right?
Well.
And I've messed it up, and I know if Tom messed it up, I wouldn't let him continue. So it's only fair that he has the point by default, and we get to hear his answer.
Okay, I'm up for that.
That's fine. Tom, who's yours?
I originally thought that it was a case of musician rather than general celebrity, so I kind of went down that route.
Go on.
And you know, if you're going to have a guest on, you'd have someone who, you know, is up for telling you any stories, or a lot of stories to tell, not really give a fuck about what he's going to say.
Yeah.
So I thought, who's the most give a fuck, not give a fuck musician out there?
But who put the finger up to
Lemmy.
Radio?
Lemmy.
Not Lemmy.
Well, he couldn't come in, could he?
Couldn't come in.
He could.
So I went for...
If anything, it'd be easier to get him.
Oh, come on, man. I went for Slash from the Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay.
This is an interesting
The
version.
Fake Lemmy, some would say.
Well, not really, because he's a guitarist and he's a bassist. And... So I went for him, because I thought, you know, as well with the reunion coming up soon... with Guns N' Roses going to be playing some festivals next year or this year, sorry. You know, he tells how much he's getting paid to do that, because he doesn't like Axl. They're not friends, so they're doing this for a lot of money. Be interesting to find that out. Also, there's a lot of stories about him being on drugs and things like that, which, and just other celebrity stories he'd be able to tell us, some controversy there.
But what if you don't give a shit about Slash?
Well, just he'll talk about other celebrities as well, Jack.
Willie.
He's an icon, Willie. Yeah, he'll talk about his Willie. He'll talk about his gigs. And also, he does this thing, which it doesn't make him cool, or it's a bit shit if anything is stupid, but apparently when he does radio shows or he plays on stage, you're not supposed to smoke, but he just smokes and just pays the fine.
Why?
He just doesn't give a shit. I mean, if that's not cool...
What's the fine, usually?
Well, I'm not usually there to give him it, but I think it's roughly... I don't know, but we'll find out by the end of the show. And
what do you reckon his, like, money is that he gets for a show?
Oh,
they, well, Guns N' Roses, that album was one of the Appetite for Destruction or whatever it's called, was one of the highest selling albums
ever.
I'm just making this shit up. I've no idea. I know it did very well.
Well, that fair
enough. This backing music.
It's nice, isn't it? I really like it. Oh, sweet child of mine.
Well, so, yeah. It doesn't matter because he's got the point.
Controversy and Slash. Why not?
Yeah. 1-0 to Nozza. Yeah. I think we're moving on to next. We're moving on to sports stars, aren't we?
And Nozza can fucking start on this one.
Okay. Well,
I'm nervous.
I'm going to a bit of Chumbawamba if you don't mind.
Yeah,
a bit of
go on. Yeah. It's fine.
So, I would usually use this as an chance to meet someone I actually would love to meet.
Yeah, okay.
But only because of status, which would have been Alan Shearer. But we all know on TV he's a little bit dull.
Yeah, very, very dull. Very boring.
Very boring.
Right. Very, so boring. So
don't,
dull.
Don't put, you know.
Dull as dishwater.
Yeah, really boring. But does it
bollocks? Let's have one speaking behind it when I'm talking over it.
What it does, Tom, it does work, but you don't have to pick up on every little bit every time.
Okay, sorry, mate.
So what that does, most people like professionals just carry on.
Oh,
but
do they?
If you
no,
carry
no, no,
on.
No, no, oh, no, 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 no. No, yeah. Most people are professional in the fact they don't play a fucking bed that I was singing all the way through it.
I've been told that's fine before.
Nah. No, this
isn't... What, do it yourself.
All right, so anyway, as I was saying...
He's actually walking off.
Because Shearer is
sorry,
a bit...
Press the fucking button, Tom.
This is what Willie wants.
Willie, we need you. Yeah. Sorry. Put something on. Put just an a cappella song on. That'll be alright.
Willie wants
just
a hand in his P45.
Alright, so I'm not going to go with him because he's, as you said, he's boring.
Really boring.
So I thought I was going to go for the king of controversy.
Okay.
Roy King.
Katie Hopkins.
Well, for football.
Oh, okay. Alright. Joey Barton.
Just throw questions about him, public figures. What's
Tom, who have you gone for, sorry?
Fuck it.
Huh?
Who have you gone for?
Roy King.
Not Joey Barton.
He's Irish.
He's Irish!
Okay then, go on then.
I'll tell you what he is, he's fucking Irish!
Whose phone is that? Well, switch it off! Well, switch it off! He's in that?
No.
Oh yeah!
Roy Keane in the press conference when the phone.
Switch it off!
Whose phone is that? Well, switch it off!
Is it off? Is Robbie Keane breastfeeding?
How about get some fucking manners?
It's squeaky as fuck.
I know. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Anyway.
WD-40, anyone?
So, Roy Keane, we'll throw some just questions about footballers and public figures and really get to the monster of him. And also, I think he's so much of a masculine man that even just having him in the vicinity, we'd all get beards and six packs.
We probably would.
That's the way it works.
Wait, so is that
well, fuck it. If it wasn't interrupted about 17 times, maybe it would have been better. But I don't know. So let's move on to yours, Jack.
We'll still not.
Move on.
Right, okay, I'm not going to pick a sports star who's very controversial. I'm going to pick arguably the greatest sports star to have ever lived, Lionel Messi.
300 goals?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Imagine it, Will.
What, mate?
Imagine it.
What?
Imagine if there weren't a shit producer who's like...
Go on, who's you picking? Messi?
Yeah.
Typed in Samba for that one. Samba. For those who are playing bingo at home. The Samba.
the Blackburn defender.
Imagine it, Will. You come in 1 week, you wipe down your chair, you take your seat at the desk, you look to your left, you look down a little bit, and bosh, Messi sat there. Little old Messi doing keepy-ups under the table. The world's greatest ever footballer. Five, that's right, not four, not three, never two, and definitely not one. Five Ballon d'Ors. And once he's done a show with us, he'll get a bloody Streamy Award too, won't he? And I know Nozza could argue that his sport and ability brings hardly anything to the radio, as his art is definitely more visual, but who cares? It's Lionel Messi. It doesn't matter who Tom Tedsford is. You can't pick anyone over Messi. For anything. Don't be a dick, Will. Let's get Messi on the show.
Oh, it's a tough one.
That him.
Nah, it's got to be Messi, hasn't it?
Yeah. Of course it has, to make it 1-1.
Yeah. Congratulations, Jack.
Thank you. Hang
on, mate.
I know the owner of this club.
Right.
Oh, there she jumps.
No. Cut it. Let's do YouTubers, get this segment done.
Oh, that YouTubers. Jack, you like to go first, would you please, mate?
Okay, so my YouTuber...
Who is it?
...would be... Spendoggy Dog. Oh!
Who?
Spencer Owen.
I haven't heard him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have.
Sorry, guys, just going to go to sleep. I'm now, tired.
Let me do my speech. Have you got any music that you're not going to play too loud, that's not going to have any shouting or singing in the background?
If you sent me this before, too.
What about Forever Blowing Bubbles?
Yeah.
You got that? That's not going to be on there. Why would that be on there?
You never know. It's quite a catalog.
You never know with this radio station.
I tell you what, you never know.
You do know.
They
I know.
They're giving radio the finger and they're giving forever.
Is no, it on there?
Nah, what do you want? Anything?
Okay, I'll just do it. Oh, a cappella.
You going
Let me spit this shit a cappella, yeah, yeah. Now, as all the listeners and yourself will know, we get some pretty big names here on the Jackmate Show. Some of the biggest, you could argue, Benjamin Cook, done. Jack Howard, done. Helen Anderson, a
done.
Tick. A tick. I didn't done that one. A tick that one.
Oh, God.
But who haven't we got? Probably the biggest out of them all, Spencer Owen. Imagine that, William.
Oh.
Yeah, we could roll out the red carpet next week and get Spend Doggy Dog in. Fresh out of Wembley to Caledonian Effin Road. Fresh from number one on iTunes to number one on North Road. I'd even give Spencer my seat. We could sit him right here on this very spot next to one of his biggest fans, old Nozza here. Imagine the ultimate banter flying between those two. I know it might get a bit awkward when Tom is sneakily asking Spencer for some FIFA Ultimate Team coins, but if we can rein Nozza in for just 2 hours, we could get a cracking show going. Since joining FUBAR, I've always felt an underwhelming lack of West Ham in this room and perhaps a little bit too much Newcastle. So let's swing the support the claret way.
What, does that mean you think I'm more West Newcastle?
You're Brummian, that's fine. I know how much I know how much you love Spencer. So do you need to pick anyone else?
That's a strong start from you, Jack. So the pressure goes on to Tom Nozza, does it not? It does.
Ooh. Can I have a moment? Oh, hello.
Just do it as quick as you can so we can put this segment in the bin.
That's been good, I think.
That's been shite.
I've got a little tick on the segment.
Honestly, you have pissed it right up the wall.
No, you two pissed it up the wall.
No.
All right, well, mine, my pick, controversially, would be Sam...
Allardyce.
But hear me out. There would be a polygraph in here as well.
Ah.
We'd be calling him out on what was fake and what wasn't fake and his reasons behind it. Trying to determine if he has a soul or not, or if he's just a vessel for bullshit shock YouTube videos. Because I believe we could get enough from that polygraph to end his shit career.
End his life.
End his career.
My God.
And we'd call him out on everything. He's on a polygraph. He has no choice.
Can I add something?
No, it's my argument.
You want to add something at this late stage?
Yes. Who do you want to see walk in this studio, Will? Sam Pepper with his shit hair?
Make a choice.
Or Spend Doggy Dog?
Make a choice.
Spencer Owen!
You are never, ever, ever going to keep me down.
Whoa.
I'm on top of the world right now. I'm just going to do a little tap dance.
There you go. Oh, look at that.
Jack, we got neighbours downstairs.
So. That's all right. They know I've got rhythm.
They do now.
Yeah, they do.
See, you know, you could... Yeah, I think that's a bad choice there, mate, but...
Sorry, sorry, I think I...
That's weird. Will picked you to win. That's weird.
No, don't say
that's
that.
That's weird.
Don't say that.
I mean, it doesn't happen... No, it's fine.
No, don't say that, because then it's biased, because when I do a good week, he might be like, oh, I'm not going to give it to him. Well, right, I think it's time for a song.
You haven't done a good week yet.
So. I've done a good week every shitty week. Can we have a song, please, Willie?
It's my choice.
Go on, Em.
It's David Bowie, rest in peace, Queen Bitch.
Ooh.
Talking night, walking games. Oh, she's known and But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. Yes, she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. And it could have been me, yes, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? Now, 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 she's a whistling and a side and a tide. In the mouth, oh, the bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, but I could do better than that. So I lay down a while and I gaze at my hotel wall.
That was the late, great David Bowie.
Bowie.
Is it Bowie?
Bowie's
Bowie.
In space.
Do you know that apparently in his last year, whilst doing his final album, he had 6 heart attacks during that year as well?
Did he?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay, well, sorry, Will. Sorry, Will.
Actually, you can't libel the dead.
How is that even... It's true. It's not slagging him off, Will.
I'm not. I'm just saying media law training, mate.
Why can't you?
Huh?
Why can't you?
They're dead.
Yeah, but yeah,
surely
no.
Your family and that.
Yeah,
their
family
offended.
Could go hang on, chap. Yeah, lovely art.
I don't write the rules, mate.
Well, you just said you went to law training.
Don't know the rules.
Yeah, don't write them, though.
Should we do a bit of YouTube news?
YouTube news.
YouTube news.
That's a great jingle.
Hey, I'll play it loud.
You. Not YouTube. Yours. You.
YouTube news. YouTube news.
YouTube news.
YouTube news.
YouTube.
Which
I keep it down, Frankie.
www./news.
YouTube.
That's enough of that shit.
Go on.
Shall we do some YouTube news?
Go on.
Over the last few months, a lot of shizzle has gone down on you, Chizzle.
And tell me about it.
And I'm going to tell you two bizzles about it and see what you fizzles. Yeah?
Yeah, love it.
Okay, cool. First up, Wizzle.
Calm down.
So, have you seen... This is just an opinion-based thing as well. This isn't a right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Spencer Owen is now actually in FIFA?
Yeah.
Not his voice.
Yeah.
His video is in FIFA.
I saw another video on it which was really good that wasn't him. But Kara...
What other video did you see? On YouTube. What video?
I've had it up to here with you today. You have come... Oh, Winter, you've been really nice to me. Then your little friend's coming.
What other video did you see?
I can't remember what the name is. It's by some comedian. About how he met Lionel Messi.
Oh, Reese.
Yeah, it could be that.
Griff or something. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, and Spencer's on there as well. What do you think about this? It getting this big, like YouTubers getting this big, because another thing that happened recently is Hillary Clinton enlisted the help of an American YouTuber called Glozell. Do you think YouTubers are getting a bit too big for their boots? Do you think now there's YouTubers influencing the American presidencies? Do you think that's getting a bit too much now?
Would you get involved with the British presidents?
Mate, if the money was right, I'd get involved in anything.
That sounds weird.
Well, that's a soundbite. So what do you reckon, Tom? Because I know you're very bitter and envious of people like this. So.
I'm not bitter. I think it makes marketing sense.
Where do you draw the line?
Well, the weird thing about getting the YouTuber involved, unless her audience is people of age old enough to vote.
Yeah, that is, yeah. She's quite an of-aged woman.
Of-aged woman.
a mature lady.
Yeah, she's like 38 or something like that.
Okay, well, I can completely understand it. Why if they have an audience there, they got people listening and watching
stuff.
But where
do you draw the line? Because essentially, like, it's just right. So people are fans of Glozell, the YouTuber. They're not fans of Hillary Clinton, and because Glozell's going, oh yeah, subscribe to Clinton or whatever. Like,
who's Glozell?
Glozell, who done that. She's like quite a large black woman from America. She ate a cinnamon, spoonful of cinnamon. And was remember her?
Who's going to listen to her advice?
Well, she's going, oh yeah, subscribe to Clinton or vote for Clinton or whatever they do. And now
do you definitely know that she's not just doing it on her own accord?
She could be.
So, okay, yeah.
So this whole section is crap.
No, I think it's a very valid point. It's like, but it's kind of like, if you're taking political advice from a lady who does the cinnamon challenge, question yourself. Oh, I don't know who to vote for. Who's done the latest cinnamon challenge?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah. Oh, God. Chubby bunny challenge.
What's that?
Have you not seen the chubby bunny challenge?
No, see, it's hard tell to
say.
Me.
Say chubby bunny.
Chubby bunny.
Loads of times.
Chubby bunny. Ooh, he got me there.
Yeah, and what they do on YouTube is they put a marshmallow in their mouth after every time they say
what brand of marshmallow?
Euro shopper. What do you think of Joe Sugg and Casper Lee being on the Alan Carr show as guests? What do you reckon?
I think that's a bold move and a big step for the YouTube community. I think the release of the DVD itself,
yeah,
is, I thought it was risky.
Did you? But they knew it would sell.
I suppose they're in a different stratosphere almost, aren't they now? Mm,
yeah.
What?
They're celebrities.
I'm completely out of the loop for the.
They are celebrities.
Are they, is this a film they did?
They did a DVD, which is kind of a film, more of a documentary where they go around the world and try stuff out and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool. Can we do that?
I would like to do that. Can we sort that out?
Will, can we do that?
Duncan, if you're listening.
Maybe we could do it for the Euros.
That'd be good. Duncan?
What? Yeah, me and Jack.
And Adam.
Hey! We're missing anyone out? Hugh and Michael could come?
Yeah.
I love the football.
Oh. You're not coming because you do shit like that.
All the racist accents you do constantly. Yeah. Everyone will be offended.
Yeah. You do. Sam Pepper has asked his YouTube audience for $1.5 million. Have you heard this?
Everything he does, I just think is magic. Sam Pepper, magic. Kidding. Kidding.
Do you know about this?
No, I don't. To quit YouTube.
To delete his YouTube real estate, basically. So,
is low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think of that, Will?
Well, I want to know what you think of that.
God.
You know what I think of that.
What do you think?
What do you think of Sam Pepper?
Obviously, it's obvious what I think. I think the same as everyone. I think it's very...
What do you think?
He's a bit of a silly willy.
Yeah, he's a knobhead.
Yeah, he's a knobhead. but people basically... Do you know how much he raised for that 1.5 million target before the GoFund page was shut down?
How much?
Have a guess.
100,000.
$350.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't that far away.
No, you weren't that far.
If you can't count.
Nah. But... let's put you in his shoes, Tom.
Okay. So what size are they? carry on.
So you're a YouTuber. You're getting millions and millions of hits on each video, almost. Yep. You're making a good living off of it.
Yeah, right? seem to be happening, yeah.
Yeah, let's pretend... Right, forget... This is a bit weird question. Let's forget Sam Pepper's hated by most people.
Yep.
Let's pretend you're, like, smashing YouTube. People are loving you,
sure.
Right? Say you're, like, Spencer Owen. For example,
yeah.
And then someone comes up to you and they're like, "Right, Tom, we need you to delete your YouTube channel. We'll give you £1 million coins in sterling."
Sure,
you do it.
Well, thing is, £1 million, although it's not going to last you your lifetime.
No.
If you had something you could step into, like, I won't do YouTube anymore, but I'm going to do TV. I'm going to do this and that. If it's just your channel and you can do other channels, you know, pay to be presented on other channels, you might consider doing it, because I imagine it's a lot of pressure to maintain a channel which is doing so well.
Mm.
Hence people starting to do things maybe they don't want to do.
Mm.
But like Spencer Owen, he's got it sorted, he's doing all that stuff. But Sam Pepper, I mean, no one would get him as a presenter or anything, because he's so controversial now. He's got so much hate towards him. All he's got is his channel.
So he's basically saying, like, I know my career in quotations on the way out, so can I have some money before it goes?
He will definitely do more controversial shit, because that's where he gets his views from, because he does his stuff. People say, what's he doing? He's in Obed. Then people watch it. I've only watched them because I've heard of how ridiculous they are. And I don't watch them and I love them. He still has a fan base, don't get me wrong, but it's mental. But as you said, you think YouTube's slightly on the way out anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe it'd be best to jump ship now and take the money, if you could. But yeah. who's going to pay him that much to delete it?
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. Moving on to the next question, which I want both of you to input on, because I think it's going to open up a big can of worms in a good way. Really good, tasty, nice worms that I think we're going to want to delve into.
Yeah.
There's a YouTuber called FoozyTube. Have you heard of him, FoozyTube?
Does he do pranks?
Yeah, he does pranks. And basically, he was a well-respected, getting millions upon millions of YouTube hits. And he's basically gone to shit now, because no matter how good his pranks were and that, a guy made a video and said, I'm an actor, and I replied to a listing on Craigslist. And it turned out to be a FoozyTube video, and he acted in the video, and which was meant to be real. So that therefore kind of proves that all of his videos were fake in a way.
But
was that the one?
There is a but, but I want to see what your but is.
Well, you see what my but is. Well, there you go. Take a look at him, baby.
Oh, it's like the peach emoji.
Ooh, thank you. But people know Ben Phillips' stuff is horseshit and still watch it.
But can I say, right, people are jumping on Fousey now because Ben Phillips has never actually been outed as fake.
He's never denied it.
No, he's never denied. No, he has.
Has he?
Yeah. He's never...
Hey, Ben Phillips?
There's no proof that Ben is fake, right? As much as we think
he denied it in that Daily Mail article. You know, with the one that was on that when Elliot got word on the lake.
Oh, right.
Of course he was.
Oh, what? He denied it was fake?
Yeah, there's quotes on there saying...
Jeez Louise.
Wow, okay. Whereas this Fousey guy... This Fousey guy, he did a lot of pranks that weren't so much pranks, but more social experiments, which we'll get onto later. But, for example, he did the suicide experiment, where he got two guys to jump... I can't really remember what it was, but it was something along the lines of two guys on Brooklyn Bridge, and they go to jump off, and he gets people to talk to him and see if he can convince them, right? But when you watch the video, you're under the illusion that these are two real guys that are about to suicide each other. Like,
suicide each other, yeah.
And this video is quite inspiring, and at the end, it's like, think, like, today's not as bad as tomorrow, or...
It gets worse.
Yeah. Is it DJ Khaled, is it?
No, today's gonna look worse than tomorrow, and stuff like that. So even if they are fake, is there room for that to be allowed? Because he brands them as real, but that might actually encourage people to do the right thing in life. So what do you reckon?
If there's moral things behind it, then it's more of an advert for a good way of living. That's fine. If it's something that's going to be funny and crazy, although...
It's entertainment, really, isn't it, at the end of the day? Like, Ben Phillips' pranks might be fake, and people might watch them and know they're fake, but if they're still entertaining somebody...
Then they're fucking idiots. Kidding!
Is there anything really wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, but then maybe it's the issue with saying, no, they are real.
Oh, lying.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is more commonly known. Lying. Yeah. I don't know. For me, and I think all of us, we've got certain issues with those sort of things because we see through the bullshit where maybe others have a cloudier perspective.
Okay, cool. And now on to the last thing.
Yeah.
We've got... This is allegedly, right? I've read an article, and that's as far as this knowledge goes. I've literally just read an article. There's a FIFA YouTuber. Okay, I'm not going to name him because I'm not sure this is true, but basically, there's a FIFA YouTuber who, you know, the Team of the Year cards have now come out?
Yeah.
On FIFA Ultimate Team.
Top Y.
Yeah, you can buy packs and stuff. Apparently, there's a YouTuber who has spent £18,000 on buying packs.
But is that a YouTuber who is a millionaire?
He's very wealthy because of YouTube, yeah. But I just want to... Obviously,
how much have you spent on FIFA, Jack?
40, 50 quid.
Oh, you said that quite a while ago. You spent that much. Have you stopped spending money on that?
Yeah, I did stop. I stopped playing Ultimate Team for a while.
That's a day, then.
So, 60 tops.
I spent...
Is that through the real one or the fake ones?
Hey?
Is that through the legitimate coin sources or the fake coin sources?
Oh, I buy them legit, mate.
Fair fox.
Yeah.
I spent $7.50 last night in order to buy a pack.
Oh, you riff!
Because I was like, oh, you know what? It's a special pack. It's like real good chance of getting some legends. And I was like, fuck it. Pers Mertesacker. $7.50 for him. I was like,
Fuck me.
What sold him?
How much was the pack? How much was the pack?
50,000 coins.
Oh, that's a couple of drafts, that is.
Yeah.
And I can smell you from here. Oh.
And the thing is, that this YouTuber was buying the 50k packs and he bought like 300 of them or something.
Yeah.
So did he get anyone good? Ironically, his biggest one was per motorcycle as well. Yeah, he was gutted.
He got four per motorcycles at the back.
Got a player for.
He got many, many, many legends and many team of the year players and stuff like that. What do you think, though? Spending 16
grand. It's mental on a game that you only play for a year.
But if it's your career.
Think of the return on that. Them views.
Talk us through that. How many views would he have to get to return 16k?
Probably about 16 million, roughly.
How many is he getting?
Yeah, he's probably getting double that a month.
Well, there you go. What do you think about that?
Fair enough. That's that then. All right, let's go to a song. Can we have a bit of the Front Bottoms?
You certainly
please?
Can, sir.
Yes, please.
Summer Shandy,
new
if you
album.
Will. Pour me a Summer Shandy, Will.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, that's sour.
You caught me doing push-ups in the morning before everyone else woke up. And then the sea dog busted in. He was out all night getting chased by cops. And in this moment, I was pretty pleased with the person I was pretending to be. I got them back. She asks me why they call me Brian instead of Steven. I tell her it's got as much to do with personal as it does professional reasons. I got a host of reasons I should stop before I start. But the only thing stronger than my head is my heart. I got them back.
Sort of a health choice as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I ate some late night dirty chicken and like when I was drunk at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And
what was their name?
What was their name?
Just ask guys. Just ask guys. All right. Calm down. All right. Leave it.
That was so much fun. Let's do it again. Right? Because I ate some late night dirty chicken.
Oh, what was their name? cool. Sorry, I think I'm getting another call. I better take that.
I'll just wait here.
Every Tuesday,
Dom Brown and Hugh Joseph
from 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, lovely little. What do you call them? What do you call them?
When trails.
Trails. When you advertise trails. Your show on the show. I like that.
Yeah.
I like when you take me on a little trail, Will.
Yeah.
Can I do it? Can I make up a jingle for this segment, or have we got one? We ain't got one for this, have we?
No.
Oh, go on, play me a little bit of music. Oh, go.
What do you want?
Because it's time for the quiz, so we may as well do a jingle. Go on, any little bit of music. Go on.
What you got?
Oh, you better get excited. Yeah, you might even jizz. Yeah, it's time for Will's quiz.
Yeah.
It's time for Will's quiz.
It's time for Will's quiz. Yeah, if you get the answers right and don't be a dick, then by the end of the night you'll be covered in ticks.
Yeah, covered in ticks. Hold me closer, tiny answer.
Will's quiz.
Hi,
Will's
guys.
Quiz. What kind of quiz you got for us today?
I thought we weren't going down that route. Yeah. Okay, keep it smooth.
It's on the tape.
Keep it locked in.
It's on the shades. Go on.
Oh, go on.
I need to turn that off, if that's all right with you guys.
Yeah,
right.
do it.
So, unfortunately, it's been brought up today and across a number of shows on FUBAR Radio that over the last week we've lost David Bowie, and then before that we lost Lemmy. Mm-hmm. Now, Jack, I'm not just here to be your friend. I'm not just here to be your confidant. Same to you, Tom.
And Rickman, yesterday.
Say Rickman.
And Rickman as well. Yeah.
What do you mean, and Rickman as well, as if he's just some extra baggage we've been carrying? He's a very respected actor.
Yeah,
that
I know he is.
He's going to...
Snape. Monster young Gryffindor, so on seven.
Yesterday, the world lost 10 Gryffindor points.
Carry on.
Minus 10 Slytherins.
Yep, go on.
Go on.
I think we found next week's try.
You've been a very bad boy, Harry Potter.
When does he do that?
He says it.
In what scene is he doing
there's
that?
Like, if you go online, there's some
You've
outtakes.
Been a very bad boy, Mr. Potter.
You sound like Mrs. McGonagall.
No, I don't.
You do. You've been a very bad boy.
Where's she from now?
Scotland. Scotland.
Harry,
did you catch the golden snitch?
Oh, give it back, would you, you bastard?
You've been a very bad boy, Harry Potter.
Why is it legend now?
Okay, mate.
I came here for a quiz, bitch.
A snitch is a fucking snitch.
You fucking milk.
You. You filthy mudblood. Oh, go
we
on.
We got one. We got a triumphant.
Yeah, go on.
I came here for a golden snitch.
Oh, we're just doing
bloody Quidditch.
We're just doing one of the Ramble people.
Go on.
Hey, if it works.
I like when you up like a couple of chocolate frogs, you melt. Go on. Quiz time.
Right, so Bowie, Lemmy, dead.
And Rickman.
Rickman,
yeah. Right.
But so you said you didn't know a lot about Lemmy and you didn't know a lot about Bowie, both of you.
I don't really know much about Rickman either.
I didn't
even
know who they were.
Daddy.
Shame Rodney.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to educate you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you each a name of a song and you say, Bowie or Lemmy.
Or Rickman.
Rickman is not included.
No, doesn't have any songs on there. Didn't release any
songs. Yeah, but that's an option.
Okay, still. That could be an option.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
The first one I'm going for is
Lemmy.
No, I've got to tell you the name of the song
first. Oh, go on, sorry.
And then I'll give you a little cliff afterwards.
Yeah, go on.
It is Dollar Days. Now, take that in. Is that David Bowie, Alan Rickman, which I'm probably telling you it probably isn't. Or is it Lemmy?
What is it, Dollar Days?
Dollar Days.
Well, let me tell you. Go on, you do it.
No, what do you know about...
I know very little about Bowie and I know even less about Lemmy.
That's quite good. That's your best
that
work.
That was so far, yeah.
Thank you.
Best work.
Thank you.
So, rock and roll, Motorhead.
Yeah.
David Bowie. Could Dollar be a mix
days.
Of things.
Dollar Days. I'm going to go Lemmy. Just because I think he's going to be a bit like, yeah, I get the dollar, yeah.
Okay.
And Bowie's obviously British, so why would he be talking about dollars?
But
and
Lemmy's he lived British. In New York.
Oh, is Lemmy
British?
Oh.
Both are British.
Is what?
I'll go Lemmington.
Oh. Right, do you want a little listen?
Yeah, go on. Oh, and then I'll make my mind up.
No,
you've got for Lemmy.
You've made your mind up, you pages.
Sorry.
That's
your
wife. Yeah, press play.
I am pressing play.
Okay, because I get the tune. Uh-oh.
Messed
up. Bowie lived in New York.
Of course, it was Rickman.
Oh, God.
So that's no points to Jack. Tom, chance to take the lead now.
You could say no points to Gryffindor.
You could. Are you Gryffindor? You're Slytherin. Look at you.
Yeah, I'm Malfoy.
Yeah. I'm Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Because we look like a little cheese puff. I puff the weeds all the time.
How many weeds you have?
I've had about 17.
What, in your whole life?
Yeah.
I've had 18.
So. No, you.
How many weeds?
18.
18 weeds?
If you had that, you'd be still eating your munchies now.
How'd you pack that in? You're only a small little nipper.
Yeah, I know, but it just helps me snooze.
Oh, fair play to you, mate. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
Didn't you used to start on people by saying, I'll give you a snoozing?
No.
Nah, it weren't me.
Alright, that's my other mate.
Why would I start on
Tom,
people?
Valentine's that Day is that Lemmy Rickman.
What's it called, sorry?
I'll give you a proper snoozing, you melt.
Go on. Valentine's Day.
That sounds to me like it would be Bowie.
Yeah.
Because that's a bit lovey dovey for Lemmy. But your little eyes, ratty eyes, are making me think it's probably the other way around. But go on.
Because you said little eyes.
Oh, are you going Bowie?
No, I'm going Bowie.
Are you going Bowie? No, I'm going Bowie.
No, I'm going Bowie.
He's going Bowie.
Bowie, back to Bowie.
Correct. 1-0. So first,
do you want to go to the vet? Because that dove looks sick.
It's not. It's a swallow.
First to three. So 1-0 to Tom. Yeah. Quickly now, we'll go overkill. Is that Lemmy, Rickman, or Bowie?
I'm going to go...
That sounds like it could be Rickman. I'm thinking Rickman.
Overkill.
I think... What's the name again?
Overkill.
I think that's got to be Lemmy.
Lemmy. Okay.
Yeah, Lemmy, boy. Hey, come on.
Of course. Of course, who else but the indelible Motorhead? Of course it is. Tom.
Top notch radio. Yes, mate.
So it's 1-1. Yeah. So you take the lead back. Electricity.
Lemmy.
He's gone straight in. Jack, what do you think?
No, I heard Overkill. I knew what Overkill was. I haven't heard this one, but I think it's Lemmy.
Bowie.
It's Lemmy.
So it's gone Bowie, Lemmy.
Yeah, it's right. A pattern emerging. Yeah. It's the last one, dude. Will be Rickman's.
Yeah. moving on now. We're moving on to... Jack, mate.
Yeah, go on.
Dust and glass.
Oh, easy. Come on, mate.
What?
You give me a fucking harder one than that.
Go on, then.
That's Bowie again. Obviously,
Oh.
That's Lemmy, isn't it?
That's a bit of Lemmy, yeah. Of course, their favourite album, Aftershock, from 2013.
Anything that sounds a bit... Raw and Dirty is Lemmy.
So, Tom, should we say this is for the win if you get this?
No, well, I've already won.
Pardon?
I've already won it, haven't I? Go on, carry on.
I
think we know the real winners are.
The listeners.
Bowie and Lemmy for giving us some great, great tunes over the years.
Well, the fans, maybe? Hey?
Carry on.
What have they done?
Hey?
What have they done?
What have they done?
What are they writing down?
Oh, what's the question then, please, William?
What is?
In Noctem.
Pardon?
Huh?
In Noctem.
In Noctem?
Now read it the other way around, from left to right.
In Gotham. Noctem.
In Noctem.
I'm going to go for Bowie.
Are you okay? Half your face is falling, Will.
So cool.
That's Rickman.
It's Rickman.
Ah, in Noctem.
What was it?
Oh my god! It comes down to a tie.
Can you tell me what that was?
It was Rickman. It was, of course, from the Half Blood Prince. We all know that.
Oh,
you idiot! God, get with it. Oh no!
Piece of shit.
Tiebreaker alert.
Oh, it's 2-1, so it can't be tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker alert.
It's 2-2.
Okay. Jack's question was worth 2 points.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that. Sorry.
Cheers.
Do you not read the rules?
Oh, I don't.
The small print. Who? Is this
first person to shout it out? Yeah. Bowie.
No, you gotta wait.
No, I've already called it.
Rickman.
Correct.
Rickman. What?
Rickman. Yeah. 10,000 points.
Was it?
Yeah.
How? What was it?
Huh? Yeah, I enjoy it.
You have to listen to the music, mate. You have to listen to the music.
Well done, Tom. That was Snape and the Unbreakable Vow.
I knew it.
Oh.
Idiot.
Well played, Tom.
Why are you such an idiot?
I would happily say that the best man lost today. So really? We will go to a bit of Weezer in a second. But before that, I want to ask Tom.
Yes, ask away.
Do your best Snape.
What's too young? Wait a second. What's Weezer doing? Thanking God for girls.
What's Weezer doing over there?
Potter.
Someone thank God Edmund. For girls, Weezer.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And you may encounter dragons or ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab. She isn't mine. I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says I give a sweaty palm. She almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared. I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her better, but meeting up in real life will cause illusion to shadow her. I call the name into all the trees, sing a song down on one knee, looking at the underwear page of this year's catalog like when I was 14. Centrifuge machine, mixed it with cardamom and cloves. Microwaved it on the popcorn setting while Adam was like, that really hurts. So pissed at God. And he started lighting mighty force fire, stealing our three eggs, messing with the bees who were trying to pollinate the echinacea. Until God said, I'ma smite you with loneliness and break your heart in two.
And that was Weezer with Thank God for Girls.
Yes, it was, Tom.
This is the Jack Mate Show, and Jack Mate is actually having his little own show in a urinal downstairs currently.
You were speaking about Slash earlier, weren't you?
We were talking about Slash, and he's took it really literally, and he's took Slash in his own show. Well, here he is, coming in, trotting in like a little
pig.
Oh,
yeah, we've got a special guest.
Come on, pig boy, get in here.
What time's it for, Tom?
No time, what?
It's time for a chat.
It's time for a deep, deep chat.
Hello, lads.
A deep
right?
soak.
You all right?
Are you all right, mate? Welcome yeah. back.
Oh, you never guess who I just bumped into in the corridor.
Oh,
groundskeeper thingy. From
groundskeeper Willie?
No, I was trying to do the Harry Potter thing where they bump into that man in the corridor, turns him into stone, but I can't remember the shitty guy's name. It's a well good wee.
Was it a good wee?
You're out of
it?
Breath, but yeah. You've been shitting as well.
No.
Do you get out of breath when you poop?
Yeah, well, you do it once a month, so really go for it.
And it just it takes 4 hours. It's like a stream.
I have to buy
it's like,
on,
it's like a snake shedding skin.
Do you get sick pay when you have one of those?
Shit pay.
I'll just well, go.
Moving on.
Taylor Swiftly on.
Well, I was just going to pick up on a few more stories that I had a look over Christmas, Jack.
I really hope that the listeners enjoy our show, because we don't have a clue what we're doing half the time, do we?
No, we do. We're so on the ball.
We do.
Do we?
It's right down in front of you, mate.
Fatboy Slim, we're on the ball that much, because Zoe Ball's his wife. Go on.
She cheated recently.
Oh, go on, carry on.
No, we ain't talk about that.
Oh, well, cheating's fine then, is it? Is that what you're saying?
That's not fine, but I'm just saying.
No. Any lads in here cheated?
Oh my god, you do not want to be, and everyone in this office is 12. What are we doing now? We're going to...
We're just doing a little chat, aren't we, before we get ready for the big
I don't know
play.
Why I got so like flustered by that. I'm the only single one in here.
Have you been cheated on before?
No, I've cheated.
Have you?
Well, I don't know if I've been cheated on. It's not been revealed to me.
Have you actually
cheated?
Well,
talking about that, we've actually had a message through. And who is what's your girlfriend's name?
Go on.
Samantha.
No.
Go on, you've got me.
What's her last name?
Rickman.
Yeah.
Samantha Rickman.
Says you've been a very bad boy. Well, right.
She got with... Oh, I can't think of it. Come on, go on, go on.
She got with Ron Weasley's brother.
Me and Tom were just discussing how well we thought the show had been going, and I was like, it's not that bad. But that last minute of radio is probably...
The worst minute of radio ever.
Let's carry on. So what have you found in your little rap book, Will?
Rap book?
Carry on.
I found... Jack, I wanted to get your thoughts, and then secondary yours, Tom.
I'm used to it, go on.
KSI.
Yeah. Can't stand him, is what it stands for.
He started a music career, but he's not gone in with comedy raps like yourself.
No.
He's gone in with a big...
He's not done it ironically.
No, he's gone in big time.
He's got Skepta on a beat.
Yeah.
Any?
What?
He's got Skepta on a beat.
Yeah,
Lamborghini! Lamborghini!
Lamborghini!
Now when you see me in my Lamborghini!
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we got any of that?
Fucking get it. I don't know if it's on the system.
No, it won't be on the system, but like YouTube it or some shit.
Yeah, right. What do you think of it then?
I just want to play it to Tom and see what he thinks.
Alright, well.
I'm not going to give my opinion because I'm in this world and I can't really. He's a cunt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you heard any. Why do you think he's a cunt?
I haven't heard any bad things about him, to be honest, so I'm just doing it to be edgy, I guess. I just mean his music's horrible.
Yeah,
I'll and let you know.
Based on that assumption is all I've got on that. It's very hot in here, Will.
Hot?
Yeah.
Do you want me to put the aircon on?
Nah, that's all right.
You're wearing anything under your jumper?
Nothing.
Who does that? It's not itchy on your nips.
It is a little bit itchy, and I keep getting a rash.
Oh, he's done a lot, isn't he? He's done.
Do Lamborghini.
Ready?
Yeah.
Is it just called Lamborghini?
Yeah, yeah.
Lamborghini.
Like, lazy.
Ready?
Yeah, ready for that.
Lamborghini. Skip a little bit though, all the shit.
Sounds good. Greater than the haters hating on my jizz, riding
in your face, looking like I found a damn genie. Just doing a little analysis. Lamborghini, Lamborghini, Lamborghini. Bitch, I know you
see me in my Lamborghini. Lamborghini. Yeah, enough of that.
And it's not Skepta, so I don't want to bring his name down, because I'm a big fan of his work.
Okay, I'm
it's
not.
It's P Money, that is.
Is it?
Mm.
Is that done well?
No.
How many views?
I'm on Spotify.
How many listens on Spotify?
8 million.
Oh my word.
Jeez Louise.
This is his new one.
Maybe there's 8 million
idiots
radio shows just critiquing it.
Yeah.
You'd hope so.
Oh, this is
fucking hell. I'm on a high one, counting on my worries. Oh, no, I've got them. Counting on my monies. Oh, wait, you want some? Suck one. I don't give a
shit, and I'm not wearing your teeth. I've got my old girl now here chilling on these. It just sounds like someone who isn't a musician trying to do music.
Mm. Joe Wellis popped up on here.
What, on that song?
No, just on the related artist.
Oh, dear.
But he does
3 million!
He does comedy.
What, Joe's?
Wanna do.
Oh yeah, but that was in the charts, wasn't it? That got to like number 17 in the charts.
Honestly?
It did really well in Sweden. Yeah, play it. Joe Weller's not in it at all.
Oh right.
It's just a DJ's done it and went, Joe, will you release this under your name? It'll get bigger if you do it, I assume.
Wanna do.
That's on like adverts and shit.
He's not on it.
No. How have you not heard about this?
I've heard of the song. I didn't know he wasn't in it at all.
No, it's just a DJ's made it. Joe's made it.
Right.
Yeah.
One of them, eh?
Yeah. So after this, we've got we've got another song coming up. What's the next song we're going to play? Because I'm looking forward to it, whatever it is. Oh yeah, we've got The Hunter, which is a song.
Oh,
where,
you got me into these.
Yeah, they're good, decent, aren't they? Yeah. My cousin Jamie showed me this song, and I'm a big fan. So we've got that coming up shortly, and then after we come back, we are going to be doing a thing that we've always done, but it's got a bit of a twist now. So essentially, it used to be called Tom's Tales,
but it's a bit of a refurb we're doing on it.
Yeah. I'm saying this week's almost like the pilot episode, isn't it?
It is, and so stick around for that. Shall we go to the track now?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. You
guy.
Hang
on.
Lamborghini.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You listen to one KSA song, and now you start saying something.
You want it? I'll turn it anyway.
Hang on. No, hey, fam. What are you doing after this, Will?
Go next door to the pub.
Oh yeah, man. How many beers are you gonna have?
You're gonna have a fucking beer, mate.
No,
how many are you gonna have? How many are you gonna have?
I won't have any.
Come on, be sick, man. Be sick.
He'll be sick if he has
it. Wait, be a cool G, man. Have a beer.
No, don't bring that, will you?
have a lager.
Why?
Have a cider.
I'll buy you one. I'll treat you.
Yeah, fruity cider. You won't have to spend a penny, Will. Yeah.
I actually don't want one. Unless we're going out. Are we going out?
Yeah, we're going out.
Yeah, we are.
All right, I'll go.
You're going to come to mine. We're going to go waterfront and get trolleyed.
This next one.
Stop looking at me like that.
No, because I'm looking at you with beer eyes.
How much?
Beer eyes.
Oh, I'm beer eye, mate.
I'll do it all right.
How much is a coach to Norwich?
We can just talk about this after.
About six, 7 quid.
Hang on, let me get. You got my card? Book a train now.
He's having a beer. He's having a beer. I'll tell you what, I'm having a bloody bonfire.
Ooh.
And if you love me, then why won't you use me? If you hate me, then why do you care? You said that we would go the distance. Now you don't take me anywhere. And I bite my tongue. But fuck your heart. And I can't stand. I can't stand you. Nothing's gonna feel the same.
You're listening to the Jackmate Show on Fubar Radio on FubarRadio.com. Alternatively, you may have the application on your mobile phone. I'd just like to say a big thank you to Jamie Smith for that song. And that is The Hunter with Bonfire. The Hunter. What Hunter, Will?
Huh?
Give me 100p when you're talking to me.
100p!
100. Do you know what I saw the other day? Just off topic.
What did you see?
I finally saw that CGI'd bit with Paul Walker in the end of it. It's been a long day without you, my friend. I saw it when he looks at him through the window, and Vin Diesel's like, goodbye, but it's not. Oh, it's not goodbye just yet, or some shit. And then they go to different roads.
Yeah, but ain't he dead?
A CGI'd.
Yeah, man. Ain't he dead though?
You're weird.
He is, Will. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, he's a big fan of him.
Oh, I've always been a big fan. I'm not touching you.
We definitely did touch
him. Touch you all!
Jesus. So, this will be probably maybe the last time we hear. There's a quiver in his quills. And drama. And he's gonna ride a thrill. Tension. And a posture. Take you to faraway places. Twisting trails. Pull up a pew for Tom's tiles.
I'm gutted you played that.
Why?
It's a new year, new start. We don't want to be playing old jingles.
I had a request, wasn't it? They're going mad on Twitter.
What, for some status?
It's trending.
Well, trending worldwide.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many tweets?
Trending on North Road. I've just got North Road up.
Yeah.
3 tweets.
Get it in.
Hashtag Tom's Tales.
Get
tune.
In.
Tune. Tune.
So that's the end of Tom's Tales, because now we're going to be doing a thing where whoever wins Will He Want You.
Which was you this week?
Which was me. Weirdly, writes the play for next week, because then it gives you the
power.
So you write
it again next week?
No,
said you want to.
Okay, I'll write it again next. No, you got to take over.
So we just do it as we're taking turns.
Yeah, let's not do rules. So fucking professional. So basically, I've written the play this week, right. And it's the start of an epic journey between three friends: Tom, Will, and myself.
So you don't moan. Where are we going in the world?
Sorry?
Where are we in the world?
It's reality right now, but where the story takes us, we will not know.
He wants to know what beds to play, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Cotton on, mate.
I don't know. We're walking to the tube station.
Street sounds.
Street, urban street.
Street sound. Or the streets. Play the streets. Dry your eyes, mate. But instrumental.
Oh, so I've written the play this week. The other boys are blind reading it, so they don't know what's about to come. And next week, Tom will take over from the story. Oh. And then it'll be Will the following week, and so on. So forth. So shall we get down and dirty with this play?
Yes, please, baby.
I've called it The Foo Boys Are Back in Town.
I like that.
Thank you, mate. Have you got any music we can play, or just something to just bring the beat up a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. It's 2016, mate. I will do the narration, and I will do it in a different voice to my own, because obviously I am a character.
You could almost say we're in the urban jungle. Could you not?
Go on. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Jack, Tom, and Will have just completed their first radio show of 2016. As the boys walk to the tube station, they're discussing their New Year's resolution. The Christmas break hasn't been kind to the boys. Tom looks to have had one too many mince pies. Will looks to have forgotten to brush the snowflakes off his skin. And Jack, well, Jack's not changed. He's still the same lovely, handsome self. Oh, thank God that show's over. I've got a nasty headache. I think all the Christmas boozing has finally caught up with me.
Well, you choose these headaches, mate. What do you expect? You slam that poison down your throat and expect to be healthy? It's dangerous, mate. Alcohol is for suckers. And that's exactly why myself and Nozza have kicked it in for New Year's.
Well, you two are bigger men than I can ever be. Fair play to you both for giving up.
Thanks, Jack, for your kind words.
I fucked it.
What?
I fucked it. January 6th, had a crit of Heineken's.
You've failed?
I failed.
Who failed?
Tom failed.
Did you, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, what?
I failed.
As if you failed!
I really failed!
As legends Jack and Will continue to give Tom stick for his failing, Will spots a massive sign outside Caledonian Road tube station.
Whoa, shit me! Look at that sign!
It's massive! How weird, too. I mean, I was here 2 hours ago and I didn't even see it.
It must be a sign!
Will begins to read the sign out loud.
Important notice?
Who the F writes an important notice in Comic Sans?
Oh, carry on, Will.
Caledonian Road will operate slightly differently today.
I'd prefer this sign to be written in Futura. My favourite movie director uses it. It's really edgy.
Fuck me, Tom. You stop interrupting me. We're not on air now. Blimey.
I'll tell you what, I'll read it. Is that right, Will? Can I read this?
Thank you. Carry on, mate.
Thank you, mate. Caledonian Road will operate slightly different today. The Piccadilly line has been replaced by a new line, the Rainbow Line. If you'd like to ride the Rainbow Line, please note there is only one stop today.
Oh, come on. This is hokum. Let's get a bloody taxi.
Jack and Will slowly turn to look at Tom. They can't quite believe what they're hearing.
What?
Are you mad, Thomas?
Yeah, you must be mad, Nozza.
Don't tell me you two are going to go ride the Rainbow Line.
Before Tom even finishes his sentence, he noticed Jack and Will have already parted company. They're about to ride the Rainbow Line.
Rainbow Line.
Tom clearly doesn't want to, but because he is very easily persuaded, remember the Heineken.
Heineken.
He gives in and follows his peers.
Morgan.
Next scene. The boys are now sat in what seems like an ordinary tube carriage, except the seats are rainbow clad and everyone is naked. This is magical. I mean, it's warm, but it's snowing inside. It's crazy.
That's not snow, Jack.
For any listeners, Will once proclaimed he had flaky skin due to eczema, so this is a reoccurring joke about his flaky skin.
I can't believe I'm riding the Rainbow Line, and we don't even know where it goes. For all we know, we can get the end and be... Oh, come on, man. This is ridiculous.
What happens?
Well, what you've made me say.
No, go on, what? For all we know, we can get to the end and what? Go on.
And get bummed, apparently.
By who?
By a load of gay folk.
Tom, don't you dare.
I didn't dare.
Don't be so homosexual, Tom.
Homophobic, you mean, Will?
Yeah, that too. Jesus.
Go on.
How's that homophobic?
Tom, come on.
Come on.
How's that homophobic? Rainbows are often associated with the LGBT community. We're all sat naked on a rainbow-clad train. The possibilities where this train goes have literally no bounds. So is any plausible option? Meh.
Homophobic and nerdy.
That probably is the worst kind.
At that exact moment, the train conductor, also naked, comes through. But instead of asking to see tickets, he is in fact giving tickets out and offering free food and drink to the commuters. Hi, boys! Take this ticket. It's free. You'll need them when you got off in 3 days.
From bad to worse.
What? Just because he's slightly camp? You're backwards, you are, Tom.
Oh, fucking hell. No, Will, you idiot. Because your mate here just said they will be on the tube in 3 days. Does that not concern you?
It does concern me a bit, to be fair.
Can I get you anything to eat or drink? Yeah, go on then. I'll have a Heineken.
Lights out. Join us next week to find out where does the Rainbow Line go. Are Jack and Will going to be okay? Will Tom stop being accidentally offensive? Find out next week on FUBAR.
Fuck me. So, by the way...
Come on, guys!
Oh, God, where's that rainbow line gonna go, eh, Will?
I don't know.
Oh, not got a clue.
It's gonna go the one fuck away from homophobic jokes by me, I'll tell you that much. Jeez Louises.
Oh, dear, that was enjoyable, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was lovely, mate.
Yeah, do you like that?
No.
Why not? That's weird, because Tom actually wrote them lines. I ghost... No, I enjoyed that.
Good.
Yeah. Right. Good show. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I have.
Good. You enjoy it, Tom?
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. What we got coming up in the next few
none
weeks?
None of that was actually offensive. If you look into the, if you.
Had, oh,
if
we
you,
can have this discussion off air.
If you'd have read it properly.
I'll tell you what, though, that was a bit of a fuck about, wasn't it?
Yeah. What do you mean?
That man.
Oh, I get it.
Cheers, mate.
It was. I'll tell you what that was.
What?
Bit of fuck about.
Thanks for listening to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio, the first one of 2016. Tune in even next Friday when we'll be taking the story elsewhere. We'll also have a lovely guest in by the name of Pete Donaldson.
From the Football Ramble.
So you football fans out there will be enjoying that,
Morgan,
I can assure
coming?
You. We'll try and get Luke Moore in, but we'll have to see if he's a busy bee
Jim
or not.
Campbell coming?
No, not quite.
All right.
And Speller, we can't contact him.
This one's for Tom Norris.
Have a good weekend, guys. We're now off for having a beer, Will especially. See you later.
Bye.
Let's go,
guys.
Pissed.
This song is a fuck about. Not one to write home about. And I guess if you're in any doubt that I'm a fuck about.
Well, then I'll hear you out. And I live in a paradise. It's not home, but I guess it's all right. And you live on the second floor, sleep in the corridor. What are you living for? When words get stuck in your throat, and all you wanna do is choke on the lies that you've been fed. When you are down in the dumps, and you're kicking at the walls, 'cause you don't know what you heavy metal on. I won't say a word until I go, and then you say, well, what do I know anyway? And I waste every single day staring into the middle space. And you know that I'm a fuck about. What can we talk about anyhow? When words get stuck in your throat, and all you wanna do is choke on the lies that you've been fed. About people in love, they don't piss me off, they just make me give up.